to welcome everyone to today's call. Good afternoon. Today's session is the Entrepreneurial Edge Success Circle High Content Call. Welcome, everyone. I'm Lisa Menini with Accelerate Associates. I want to welcome everyone. This is going to be a very high content call, so remember to bring a big pad of paper and a pen, because we're going to be sharing a lot of information on this call, even though this is a Q&A call, not the high content call. This is the Q&A call. What I want to also remind everybody is the high content call, the monthly call, is the next one is scheduled for Tuesday, February 9th at 1 o'clock. Remember, the time has changed. We usually do the high content calls a little bit later in the day for the Entrepreneurial Edge Success Circle, but we did have to reschedule the next one for February 9th, so please make sure that you put that change on your calendar. Again, remember, you can always get the code, the access number and code, right in the Success Circle calendar, so remember to jot that down on your calendars. Again, we have the fourth Tuesday of every month is your Q&A call, so take advantage of your member benefits. And the second Tuesday of the month is the high content call. So again, in systematizing your business, remember to put those times, use your recurring calendar option on your calendars to always put that in your calendar so you're making the time. Again, we understand, obviously, you have a business to run. You may not always be able to make those calls, so remember that you can listen to them in the audio library, so those are available for you. Well, that was a lot of information in 2 minutes. What we're going to do is take a couple of questions. What I usually do on these calls is have people, we've had some problems in the past with our recordings. I think we've got those all taken care of, but what we've done in the past is usually have taken people's questions that have been on the calls, but unfortunately, the people that I have questions for this week have not been able to make the calls, so they'll be listening in later in the audio library, so hello. But we'll take those questions, and I'm going to answer them and expand upon them, just as we would even a high content call. But usually the Q&A calls people are on, so make every effort if you can. If you are submitting a question and your question is going to be answered in this, that you try to be on these calls. And the reason for that is we want to make sure that we get your question answered in full, and that if you have any follow-up questions, others might have that same question. So we want you to be on the call so that we could, so you could ask any of those follow-up calls or questions. Okay, well, the first question that we have is Mark. Mark sent in a question. He said, have you heard about the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, laws on internet marketing? What can you tell me about them? Well, the FTC didn't come up with a law. Rather, the FTC came up with some guidelines regarding internet marketing. And here's really kind of what's behind all that. I'm sure most of you have seen that have been on the internet, you know, the claims about, I think it's pronounced Ackyberry or something, Ackyberry, that if you take it, you're going to get these wonderful results and you can lose all this weight. And well, what the FTC guidelines suggest is regarding, some of that is around testimonials. And people were sharing testimonials and people weren't necessarily getting the full story. And the little print on the bottom, results may vary, not all results apply, or those just are not good enough anymore, according to the new FTC guidelines. In addition, that those guidelines have not been updated in many, many years, and so they want to have guidelines that that are more accurate and up to date. So I've asked actually an attorney to come on my high content call scheduled for March 9th for the Entrepreneurial Edge. So we're going to get actually a full high content call on the FTC regulations and really what it is that you need to know about those. And so that's going to be exclusive to the Entrepreneurial Edge Success Circle members. Also, she's going to be my guest in February, on February 17th. Priya Dornbos is her name. And she's going to also put together, we're going to have her segment on the FTC guidelines and what to be aware of. So those are two resources you'll want to take advantage of, and she'll go into depth with that. And I don't want to take this whole call to go into depth. Just understand that there are going to be changes you may need to make in your business with regard to your testimonials, and to be compliant with those guidelines. They are not laws, but they are going to crack down on people that use outrageous claims. So you really want to pay attention to those FTC guidelines. And it's not made to make it harder for everyone. It's just made to make sure that there is responsibility or accountability to some of the claims that some of the businesses are making. So again, those dates are March 9th for the Entrepreneurial Edge High Content Call, and February 17th at 9 a.m., which is a Wednesday, where she'll be covering it during the live broadcast of my radio show on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/warm/navigating_change. So you can catch that, or you can catch the podcast if you can't catch the live event. So great question, Mark. Thank you for submitting that. Okay, second question came in. I'm confused as to how to offer passive income. I've spent so much time with trying to build something, but I'm at a loss. By build something, I take it you mean create something in terms of passive income. Can you help me? Can you give me some ideas of what I might be able to offer to create passive income? This is from, one of our consultants. Consulting businesses wants to create passive income. There's a lot of ways to create products if you offer a consulting practice with some passive income. Again, passive income is you create it once, and it sells over and over. You don't have to be there or provide anything, just the infrastructure to sell it. So that passive income comes in over time. Now, there's a variety of ways, and I think sometimes people will make it so complicated in how to create passive income for themselves, but it really can be quite easy. And I want to give you some ideas of how to do that. One way is you can create your own radio show or radio segment, internet radio show on Blog Talk Radio. So that's one way of creating content. You can invite guests on your show. You can interview them, download those podcasts. Some people sell the content. It's up to you. You can have callers call into your radio show and create content that way. But there's also different ways to create things that add value that, remember, this is the information age, and people will pay for information. And so some of those things you might want to consider are, recording a workshop that you do, a live recording of a workshop, and it becomes maybe a self-study program. You can record a CD. Many computers now, you can just record right into your computer, and it has a speaker that you can download that audio and then download it to a CD or just an audio. You can interview an expert on a teleseminar and record that call, and then later, with their, obviously, their understanding is that then it becomes a product later on. And so that is an option. Or you might want to give it out for free, but that's, you know, again, an option. You can create an e-doc, e-document, maybe the, you know, top 10 sites that help, you know, your target market. That you've collected. Maybe it's an ebook or a workbook that helps work them through their issue, or exposes them maybe to a proprietary system that you have. And some of those products, the passive income, could be things like the top 10 things to consider. You know, there is a business that offers wedding reception coordination, wedding planner. You know, they can offer things like, you know, how to create, you know, an ebook on how to create your best wedding. And you kind of help them through it that they fill out. You know, things not to forget. And so, you know, they'll find that very helpful, something that walks them through the entire process. Maybe some things that you find yourself always telling people over and over and over again. Record it. That is also going to, that can become a product. So those are just some ways to create some passive income products that you can offer. And let's say you are a consultant, you do some speaking, because a lot of consultants do speaking in front of groups. You know, those are some products that you might want to create that that you can sell in the back of the room. Now, usually, typically, people want hard copies of things when they purchase them. So, you know, you do want to consider CDs or things like that when you're trying to sell things. But again, a lot of things can be converted to a CD or a DVD. Make it clear what it is, though. If it's a DVD, make it clear on there it's a DVD, or if it's a CD, because then people get it home and, you know, they'll say it doesn't work, and we know it does, but they're just using the wrong technology for that. So those are some things that you may want to consider in creating some of that passive income. You know, in another note, think about, in passive income, think about the links that you can do with other people. If people have affiliate programs where they pay you a commission to advertise their information on your site, or people that you know that, you know, have an affiliate program, and you get a link, you get a special link, and you can put that on your site as maybe a resources page, that if they click on it and order that product, you get the commission. So it's a nice way, again, of creating some passive income. So those are some ideas for you. So I hope that was helpful, Sandy. So we've got that question handled. Now, a really great question that I also wanted to take for today is, how do I price my products? And that's a really, really good question. And, you know, the reason it's such a great question is because there's a lot of things to consider. So what I want to do right now is go through, you know, how to price your product. So if you're going to develop some of that, you know, passive income, what are the things that you need to take into consideration? Well, you know, we all know, too, that price also depends on supply and demand. So, you know, a strong demand with a low supply, you know, can create a high price, but, you know, you can get you know, and vice versa. You can get something that has a strong supply with a low demand, it can lead to lower prices. So you really have to determine a lot of things when you're pricing your products. But, and again, remember making sure that you really target your market. Also in creating passive income, remember, don't start off creating products you think your customers want. Rather, ask them what would be of value to them. And so it is important to do some homework ahead of time so that you don't spend countless hours on things that, you know, you spend countless hours creating a product and nobody buys it, and you think, well, this passive income stuff doesn't work. Well, they're not buying it because either they don't think it's value, maybe your marketing, you know, isn't such that it's enticing to them, or it could simply be that they can get that information free in other places. So make sure it is of value to your customers. Some other things to consider in pricing your products. You got to consider your competitors. You've got to consider, if you do have competitors, study their products. You know, you may want to adopt a lower price. You may want to adopt a higher price because your product is more appealing or has a differentiator. It distinguishes itself. And what's that distinguishing piece of that product? So look around, you know, again, you know, you can look at your competitor. Sometimes somebody who looks at like your competitor really isn't your competitor. You don't really necessarily want to look at it that way anyway, because when you look at somebody as your competitor, the downside of that is you're saying we're against each other, when in fact you could find that there's enough of a variance between your businesses where, hey, you know, the reality is you could cross referral each other because maybe you offer something they don't, or they offer something you don't that would better serve the customer. And so I know a lot of businesses who will do that. So get to know people who you think are your competitors, but really maybe aren't, and you could really benefit, each other could benefit from it. Also remember, you know, look at the costs involved in creating the product. Look at the price involved in creating the product. So you want to look at, if you are outsourcing it, what's involved, what are the, you know, packaging, look at the materials, the raw materials involved. You want to look at, maybe you want to look at the time involved in creating something. But remember that that can be a catch-22, because although it might take you a long time initially to invest in the product and create in the product, because you're going to be more focused on volume, all right, the price is going to have to address. So if you're trying to sell, you know, something in the marketplace that they could get for free, you want to consider that too. But if you're compiling something that would take them hours and hours to compile, but you've done it for them and created a shortcut, well, then there's a value to that. But again, always consider what your costs are. Now, you also may want to look at the cost of, you know, packaging and marketing and shipping, although you can charge separately for shipping and handling. But again, you want to consider those things when pricing your products. Three, you want to look at hidden costs. It could be if you have a product that you're going to charge, but you're not going to receive the full amount up front, there you may want to charge extra for like a payment plan. That's going to be really important to consider. So even though they can purchase it right out for this amount, maybe the payment plan is a little bit higher amount in the end, but the the installments are lower. Okay, so that in the end they probably pay more, but the installments are lower. But there's a hidden cost to that, because in some shopping carts, in some you have to pay an extra transaction fee for each of those recurring payments. So remember, your costs that you don't realize initially are going to be higher because you have these extra fees attached to an installment payment method. You're also going to want to test your market. Test the market with the you know, with your clients. Have a couple of them you know well. Take a look at the product. Give you your honest feedback. You also want to make sure that maybe you give your passive income, you also add something to it. So you can get this, or, you know, if you sign up for a free teleseminar or teleseminar for this, you can get both for this, which is actually a lesser amount than if they were to purchase both of those two services separately. So you want to think about two bundled services and what that would look like and the costs involved in that. Okay. Some other things you want to consider in pricing your products. We talked about looking at your competition. You know, sometimes people also price just to break even. And this is an overall strategy. It could be in order to get new clients. They kind of practically give away stuff, especially if you're just getting started. You know, if something requires a lot of market research that you've done, you know, it could be a high perceived value that you're offering. So sometimes a strategy session might be a high perceived value. You want to take that into consideration as well. So these are some of the things that you do want to take into consideration when you price your products. Now, other rules of thumb that I've heard about are, you know, you want to take all of your costs that are involved and, you know, I don't know, times 80%, or, you know, I've heard as high as 200 to 300% of what your costs were. But again, you really have to take into consideration when you look at those formulas what the market will bear. You also have to take a look at your distribution model. You know, how far do you have the numbers? Do you have the numbers to support, you know, if you need to sell so many? So if you have, you know, you want to sell 800 of them, do you need to have 8,000 people who are going to take a look at it just to get 800? So again, there's a lot of factors involved in pricing your products, but sometimes you know, want to have an introductory product and then see how it goes, and then create, you know, maybe different phases of the product. Or a free part of it as a free type or a free introductory to it, and then you get the bigger product for X amount per month or something like that. So there's a lot of different creative ways to also price that product as well. So I hope I answered your question regarding pricing. So far the FTC new guidelines you can catch on Blog Talk Radio on the 17th. And you can also, March 9th, high content call, we're going to also have that available there, an hour segment on the FTC rules. passive income. We've gone through some ideas and how to price your products. And I think those were all of the questions that we had that came in ahead of time. So again, I want to remind everyone to take advantage of your member benefits by submitting your questions to info@accelerateassociates.com. And when you do submit a Q&A, please do indicate whether it is the Entrepreneurial Edge Success Circle or the Career Management Success Circle, because we want to make sure which site in which to ask that question and get that question answered. So that will be really important. And if you have any other questions separate from the Q&A call that you want to ask, that's relative to your own company and you want to schedule a 10-minute laser coaching session, remember you can do that also by calling us at 734-223-3938 or email at info@accelerateassociates.com. Our next laser coaching call, for those of you who are interested, is on Tuesday, February 9th. So you want to get that scheduled as soon as possible because that does book up pretty fast. Okay, well, I think that's it for today. If you, again, have any other questions, feel free to email us. And that's it for today's call. Thank you so much, and sometimes these calls go over, sometimes they go under. So today, these calls went under. So thank you again for coming to the Q&A call, and I will see you all again on the Entrepreneurial Edge Success Circle High Content Call on Tuesday, February 9th at 1 o'clock. So make sure you schedule that on your calendar. Thanks so much, and until next time, create a great day. Bye.